Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you for the ride on this rainy fall. Well, I guess it's not autumn yet, a few more days, but it certainly feels like it. Getaway Friday, September the 8th, 2023, 19 minutes past the hour. Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft joined me in studio here today. And you know what? I had a great show with Pastor Whitaker. Pastor Craig will be on next hour. Then we'll all get together and duke it out at noon with current events. So this hour, we're going to stay away from current events. And tonight, of course, we'll stay away from current events, 8:15 to 10 p.m. on the Friday night show, I guess is what we call it at this point. With Carrington, Sean, Matt, and myself going on during the Popcorn Festival, which not a good year for them with all the rain, from what I hear, and reports back from the parade were not good from Sean. Now, did anybody go to the parade? Was it nice? Was it fun? Did it rain? What happened down there last night? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And hot off the presses this morning, the official prediction for OSU's game tomorrow from Buckeye Guy, home opener at the Shoe. OSU 49, Youngstown State 10. I don't know. What do you think, Matt? Sean and I talked about that earlier, so I'll give you your piece before we move on to gum chewing.
I honestly didn't know Youngstown State had
it. I don't even have your mic on. Go ahead.
There we go. Okay.
You know what the problem is? Here's the problem. Green, orange, purple. But on the board, it's backwards. Just flip those mics, and I'll never have that problem again. Put the purple one in the middle, the orange one over there, and then we'll never have an issue. Now they line up on the board.
Nice.
No, but don't talk. Now you're talking into the one that's shut off. Okay, there you go. No, go back to the purple one. I got you on.
All right.
Oh, my. What a morning.
Go ahead.
I didn't know Youngstown State had a football team.
Trestle was the president there. He was from Youngstown State.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
You know what? We need to play a little Colin Ray. You know he'll be at the...
Are you talking about the Blue Jeans one?
Well, that's the only song we got.
I thought we have another one.
I don't have any other songs.
Oh.
Get ready. You like Colin Ray, right? He's going to be at the Popcorn Festival tonight.
You don't know who he is.
Yep, never heard of him.
Well, here's... Take a little listen. Now, we can play 45 seconds on either end of this, so we'll do that during this hour. Tonight at the Popcorn Festival at 8:30. But don't go to that, because we'll be on the air live. Or turn us on while you're down there. Hey, there you go. What we'd like to hear. Somebody go down there tonight and call in, and we want to hear what's going on down at the Popcorn Festival. Here's Colin Ray, our 45 seconds of him, which is what we're allowed to play.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. And Martin Luther King, you said your favorite movie star would always be James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
There's so much I like about that. First of all, he talks about the girl driving. I love when the girl drives. Number two, he talks about William Faulkner in there. Hey, any song that can mention William Faulkner, I like. And then, blue jeans with your pearls. I think that's a good look for a girl. So there you go.
It's not bad.
What do you think, Matt? You going to skip the show tonight and go down there and rock out?
Probably not.
They'll be rocking out down there tonight. You'll get these older women down there, because he was big in the 90s. I'll tell you, it'll be like Woodstock down there tonight. If anybody's down there tonight, call us. We want to hear that whole hullabaloo. 740-383-9944. Okay. Ohio State.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't know they had a football team, so I don't know how good they are. But since I guess I didn't know they had a football team, I'd say the score line the Buckeye gave is probably accurate. But what was the score against
Indiana? Why I think it's not accurate, because Indiana was 23-3.
Yeah, you see, that's...
And Youngstown State is better than Indiana.
Are they better than Indiana?
Not a whole lot, but the point spread is less. The point spread last week was supposed to be something like over 50, and they only won by 20. The Youngstown point spread is 40. If that plays true here, they're only going to win by about 3.
Well, that's always good.
Well, I don't know. Whatever. We'll see if Buckeye Guy's right. He'll be down there with the Skull crew and all that tomorrow, having a good time. He said, well, anyway, Buckeye Guy's official score, if you want to know.
I'll be there.
You'll be there tomorrow.
I forgot all about that. Yes, when I leave here at 10, I gotta go to my friend's house, and we're staying the night there.
Are you gonna go to see Buckeye Guy and interview him?
And then if I can find him, I will, yeah.
Now, how are you gonna interview him? On your phone?
Yeah, I can take a video.
You know, I have a portable recorder if you want to take it down there.
Yeah, I'll get that.
Okay, we'll do that. But I want you to ask some serious questions, like take his score down there and say, what are you talking about, dude?
I feel like Buckeye Guy's a little biased on his score predictions.
Listen, if you tell him you're with me, you'll get access. You might end up on TV. Okay. With that crazy man. Okay, Colin Ray tonight. Oh, we have top tens today, by the way. We have two good top tens, one for this morning and one for tonight. So this will be good. And we'll do that at noon. Oh, and Pastor Craig, I think, put batteries in our clock. We're going to have to ask him about that. But somebody snuck in here during the week and took our, what do you call those? They call those clocks something.
Digital clocks?
Atomic clocks.
What?
It's atomic because it sets itself and it sets the date and all that. It's used by an atomic signal.
Oh, I see.
That comes out of, Michigan. So, Fort Wayne. It comes out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. So, somebody replaced the batteries, and I'm sure it was Pastor Craig. So, thank you, Pastor Craig, for doing that. We'll thank you when you get in here. All right. Gum chewing. So, the other night... By the way, Sean and I talked about this earlier. We felt we gave you the Duke in the disagreement the other night with you and Abby. What do you think?
I don't think... Abby's point made much sense, personally.
Oh, like, Sean, or Matt, she'll be back here this week.
I mean, I know, but, like, I mean, I guess I'm also just, like, I could be wrong here, but I just...
She might come in and whip your butt today. You know, she's a tough girl.
Like, I like Abby.
I like her, too, and I was trying to say this morning, because, you know, I like you and I like her, so... I didn't want to say one person lost or one person won, but you have to do that. And I do believe you just made two good points that I think she didn't answer, and that's why I gave the Duke to you. Not that she was... Only if she argued with you like she did with me. You heard when she walked in all the stuff she was saying to me before we even went on the air.
That was good.
That's our relationship, though. That's always been that way.
What were those two points that I made?
The two points that you made that I thought she did not... And she brought one of them up herself, which backfired on her, was you give people respect because of their life experience. And you battled back with, I think I know more about social media than older people, so do they have to call me Mr. or Mr.? I thought that was a strong point. I thought strong point that you brought Mary Ellen Withrow into the conversation, because that certainly would be somebody who's... her elder, so that doesn't look good in that particular matter. And I also thought that the point about you're not calling her Mr. or Mrs. So, you know, it was just kind of I didn't think those points were answered adequately, but it wasn't a formal debate, and that was it. I thought you answered all your points. I think that is basically what swung it your way and didn't swing at hers. I think she in the end just said, we're going to have to agree to disagree. But I thought every time a point came, you answered the point.
I mean, that's how a debate's supposed to work.
Right, and I think...
with rebuttals.
Yeah, I think in the end, I think she maybe just was a little frustrated or didn't have an answer to something. But I love Abby, and she'll be back. And, we're, you know, if that comes up again, it comes up. We're not going to make it a point to bring it up again. But I'm sure the more... plus, it was the first time you two had met. I think as time goes on, that'll become a much more interesting relationship. And by the way, you can get that episode on YouTube. Go to YouTube, Scott Spears, and exchange, and it'll be right there for you.
It's a good one.
It's a good... I blew right by. It's fun. It was absolutely fun. Okay, chewing... this came up from the other night, too. Oh, disgusting as it may be. We were talking about Americans being the worst flirters in the United States, or in the world. And except for Ecuadorians. And what happened with that was that I brought this up because Abby told me a long time ago when she was in high school that she used to chew her boyfriend's gum. And I thought that was a term of flirting, and I also thought it was awfully disgusting. And then we're going through that, and all of a sudden Carrington speaks up and said, well, I did chew my boyfriend's gum one time, but I needed fresh breath. And then you go, same.
Yep.
You people disgusted me the other night, and then you said I was in the minority, and I said I will ride that minority till the end of time. That is disgusting. Why would you ever do that?
Same exact reason as Carrington.
Yeah, but I got a question for Carrington, because Carrington's number one pet peeve, excuse me if I'm wrong here, last Friday night was, she does not like people who kiss their dogs on the mouth.
Yeah.
But yet she wants to chew somebody else's gum? Does any of this make sense?
That's a fair point.
Her and I are going to have it out tonight. So, and Sean was repulsed by this. Now, he's producing, so he's not on the air, but he felt the same way I did. I talked to him after the show. Why would you chew somebody else's gum? Do you think that's going to give you fresh breath? That's going to give you their breath.
I mean, it was like mint gum.
Was it a girl? I don't think it was a girl.
I couldn't remember. It was at a football game. I know it was one of my friends.
And you said, I need my breath fresh for my breath fresh for this football game. Give me your gum.
I saw them like start chewing a piece of gum.
Yeah.
And then I asked for a piece of gum, and they said I only had one. And I was like, let me get yours.
Oh, disgusting. Oh,
it was a long time ago.
That is not going to freshen your breath.
Long time ago.
Oh,
man.
Phone lines are open. Would you chew somebody else's gum to get fresh breath? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Those are the real hot topics on this show. Now, I'll tell you a hot topic I did want to get into, and we did this on The Exchange tonight. We'll probably do it again tonight because it's interesting, and we don't have a lot of time to cover it here. But this woman, she 29-year-old woman was on TikTok, and she did a TikTok video about, hey, I'm 29 years old, and I don't have to conform to anybody. I can sleep till 10 o'clock. I don't have kids. I'm single. Blah, 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 blah. And people got death threats. They're giving this woman death threats now because she said that. So we can do this because it's just a TikTok video. We're going to give you the whole minute and a half TikTok video that this woman did. You can hear exactly what she said. Now, for this woman is getting death threats. Think about that. Here's the TikTok video that brought all the controversy.
It's 10:45 a.m. on a Saturday. I'm 29 and single, and I don't have kids yet. Here's what your Saturday morning looks like when you're single at 29 and you don't have a kid running around the house. I didn't rise from my bed until 10:15. Every time I thought, I should probably get up and do something, I thought, why? Nobody's making me. I'm not missing out on anything. I went to Beyonce last night, and I didn't get home until 1 a.m. And I danced and drank my little heart out, and I didn't pay a babysitter to watch my kids as I did that. And I woke up a tad hungover this morning, which is probably why I was in bed for so long, and I was just scrolling on my phone, and I saw a picture of shakshuka, and I thought, you know what sounds really good? Maybe I'm going to learn how to make shakshuka today, because I have no plans, and I don't have kids, and I don't have a husband, and I don't have errands to run. I can go to the grocery store and learn how to make shakshuka, so that's on my agenda today. Also on my agenda, probably a rewatch of some Real Housewives of New York. I'm also doing a rewatch of Normal People on Hulu, which is really spicy, and I highly recommend. Weirdly, I'm into this documentary on Netflix about Blue Zone countries, so I've got a pretty stacked day. Anyway, I say all this to say, whenever I'm hard on myself about why I'm not married and I don't have kids and I should be further along at 29, almost 30, I wouldn't want to do anything else this Saturday. And I know that you can do all these things when you have kids and you're married, and I understand, but the effortlessness and ease of my life, just kind of focusing on myself and the shakshuka I want to make or the Beyonce concert I want to go to, really pays off when I'm hard on myself for not being where society tells me I should be in life.
Well, hey, you go right ahead there, girl. I like that. Oh, there's the video. But the woman is getting death threats for that.
I think that's ridiculous.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Matt, you heard it now. We discussed it the other night. We didn't have the video there the other night.
It sounds to me like she doesn't even want to be single and have no kids. It just kind of seems how the cards played out, and now she's bragging about it because...
Well, she looks good. I'm thinking about sending her a request on over.
Send her an invoice.
Yeah, I think her and I could get along just fine. Wonder where she lives. I like those long-distance relationships. The further away she is, the more likely I'd be into it.
Okay. Ain't gotta see her then.
No, you gotta join us. Go, don't sit over there. Come on over, Pastor Craig.
Does this mean Ashley Williams is now in second?
No, no. Ashley Williams is always in the picture, but this woman, didn't she look good there, Pastor Craig? But she's not a bad-looking lady.
No, she was not a bad-looking lady.
Oh, jeez. We're gonna knock over the studio before we get this show moving. Matt, you've knocked over the flag. We might have to get the Justin Aldean in here after Jason Aldean to be here after you. You know, you're in a small town. They'll come in and cream you for stuff like that. All right, go ahead, Pastor. I'm only kidding, by the way. Don't send me any nasty letters.
No, I didn't get to hear half of what she said.
Well, we're playing at noon because it's okay. An interesting thing. Yes. But she got death threats for that, for saying she's 29, she doesn't have kids, I can sleep in, I can drink, I can go to Beyonce. Death threats?
This is how ridiculous our society has come.
Stupid.
So you disagree with her, but I'm death threats? I mean, come on.
Well, but people attacked her was the problem. I know I had the story here somewhere. I had the names of people who attacked her. And why? Why did they attack her? Matt Walsh, a conservative pundit, attacked her. And Mark Cuban came to her defense. Why did any of that have to happen?
Well, now that's interesting because the fact that Matt Walsh is the one who attacked her physically?
No, on social media.
Oh, okay.
And it brought all the attention to her video, saying she wasn't for family values, and she's rubbing it in people's face.
Well, on the break, I'll listen to Matt Walsh. Because I'd like to hear what...
But wait till you hear the whole thing. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like a minute 20. Did you hear anything in that minute 20 that was highly offensive?
No, I didn't.
I mean, if you had a kid, I think you might understand. But I don't know.
But she wasn't saying anything about kids.
No, I think she just said, I don't have to pay a babysitter when I go out. She said nothing that wasn't factual. She said if you want to have kids, go ahead. She said I understand people with kids and married people can do this stuff. I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying she basically summed it up by saying I don't want to be shamed by society's norms that at 29 I've got to be in a relationship or married or have kids.
So maybe
that was the whole point.
Maybe I should do a TikTok. 40 years old. I'm single. I don't want to be married, no kids.
Well, I don't know if... Could you survive the death threats? All I can advise you is buy an extra Big Mac and it might be lights out for you. Now Pastor Whitaker and I got a Big Mac bet going on whether Mitch McConnell will run for office again.
Hey, you guys had a free-for-all that
hour. Wasn't that a show this morning? My God. I would say, if you wonder if people are listening, just get on a subject that tweaks people.
I was waiting for a voice to come booming in the background, ready to rumble.
Yeah, well, you know, and the funny thing about it was, don't you find it interesting, that story aside, when people use false equivalencies... Listen, if you want to talk about Joe Biden, if you want to talk about Dianne Feinstein, if you want to talk about Warnock, we can do that. We talked about Warnock on this station quite a bit during that election and his stroke and he being criticized for it. I don't remember during that time saying, oh, but the Republican can't speak. I'm talking about Mitch McConnell. I've said it on this show. I'm worried about this man. He couldn't even answer if he was going to run again. An aide had to come in, and the doctors are saying... He's just dehydrated. I don't know that that's right. I'm not a doctor. But the whole point of this story was that Nikki Haley, the Republican candidate for president, said the Senate is the most privileged nursing home in the country and that anybody over the age of 75 should be given mental competency tests. That was the point. But all people heard was Republican Mitch McConnell, and then we were, what about Biden? What about Feinstein? What about Warnock? You know what? That's not the story. Now, if you got a story on them, we'll do the story on them.
Right. Because the whole issue is whether or not, doesn't matter what party they're from, the whole thing was what she said, she's bringing up there should be a mental competency test. Doesn't matter what party
you are. She's in his party, by the way.
Right. It's totally, the parties are irrelevant. And, yeah, there are several examples of people that are you know, they appear to be mentally not competent, and they're in both parties. But that's not the issue. It's whether or not those people should have to take some kind of test. And I'm like you, because I think you, Scott, brought it up. The point is, these people in this situation are elected by the voters.
Voted. You don't want them? Vote them out.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, if you want to enact term limits or something like that, I'm not against that. As a matter of fact, I'm in favor of term limits, because that applies to anybody of any age. If I go to the Senate at 35, I could be term limited out by the time I'm 50. So it's not strictly an age thing.
We're going to go in depth on this one at 12 noon. But basically, in our bet now, which apparently is a Big Mac with Pastor Whitaker, do you think Mitch McConnell will run again?
No, I'd like to get in on that bet, because I can tell you, he will not run again, and if he does, he will not win.
Here's the problem, and we'll talk about this at noon. My only point in this is that if he was not going to run again, I at least think he would have stepped down now from Senate Majority Leader, which he is not doing.
I'm not going to do.
And in Kentucky, no Democrat's going to win in Kentucky, and if you primary him in Kentucky, I don't think you're going to win. So
I think if he decided to run again, I think you actually could primary him in Kentucky.
I think he's got a better chance of not running than being beat in a primary.
Almost, yeah. I'd say it's probably about 95% chance he will not run again.
This man does not like to give up power, and I think if he—that's
why he won't step down.
Yeah, but why is he not saying that now? I'm sure they got somebody in Kentucky ready to go. I mean, and I hate to say that, but he is embarrassing this position the longer this story goes on. Why not say, the question that he couldn't answer was, are you going to run again?
Right.
Why wouldn't you at least release a statement later that day that says, no, I'm not?
I don't know.
That's why I think he is. I don't think he's made that decision yet.
I think maybe he hasn't made that decision, or he's going to wait to announce it later.
And we'll talk about that more at noon. All right, 740-383-9944. Would you chew somebody else's gum?
Oh, no, there's no way.
Isn't that disgusting?
The only way I would do it is if I thought it was mine and I got confused and it was somebody else's. And believe me, the second I found out that it wasn't mine, it's out of the mouth.
I was in the minority the other night. Abby and Carrington and Matt had all chewed other people's gum.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Isn't that awful?
That's disgusting.
I couldn't even imagine. And then they were like going to shame me because I'm in the minority. I said, I'll be in the minority all day long on that one.
These people, they're scared to death. They might get COVID, so they'll wear a mask, but you'll chew somebody else's gum.
Go ahead, Matt. You're a gum chewer.
Didn't wear a mask either.
Well, there you go. I guess that's showbiz. I just don't know why you think chewing somebody else's gum is going to give you fresh breath.
I mean, it was like a whole new stick of gum, basically.
But they chewed it. You're going to get their breath,
It's only new to you.
I watched the man undo the wrapper and then like start chewing it. And I was like, yo.
Yeah, right there. See, when start chewing it happens, that's the end. See, like, if somebody's out of gum, my first question would not be, oh, can I have yours?
I mean, it's, are you going to let somebody eat half a hamburger and then you're just going to eat the other half of the hamburger?
It depends on who it is, I guess.
Okay.
Well, they'll be jamming to Colin Ray tonight down at the Popcorn Festival. Are you excited for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. How could somebody not be excited for that one? I think that's going to be fascinating. But, and I doubt you've got a chance to watch the episode yet, but we gave the nod to Matt in the final debate the other night with Abby. And again, not that Abby did not present her case well. It was just interesting.
I heard that on earlier today. I heard that. I have not seen the video yet, but I heard that.
And it was unanimous.
Yes, that's what I hear.
It was, what a great group to have together. That blew by. I mean, it's kind of like the Friday at Noon show. It's kind of like the Friday night show. You get a certain group together and you find something that works.
Yep.
So that was great. Okay, well, what do you think of Buckeye Guy's prediction? 49-10.
He's high.
He's like been smoking things, or he's just too high of a score.
No, too high of a score.
Okay,
I'm
not sure there.
Let me clarify that. I would never accuse him of being high.
Yes.
His prediction was a little high in score. He was high last week, and he didn't throttle down. So
see, if Matt had said he's high, I know it would have meant something else.
You think so?
Well, yes, because that's how kids talk.
I would probably, if I was going to talk about the score being high, I probably would have said he took the over.
There you go. He took the over. I just don't know how you only beat Indiana 23-3, and you think that 40 points are going to be racked up in this game. No. I think he's just a little off kilter in this particular game, but we shall see. Maybe he'll be right. I don't know. God bless him if he is. We have some top 10s. We have a top 10 for later on this afternoon and then one tonight. Anything on your guys' mind?
Nope.
Nothing at all, huh?
I mean, not really.
You don't want to pick any fights today?
Pick any fights?
I'm trying to find something that's a little less heavy.
So did anybody other than Sean watch the parade last night? Because I heard Sean say
he didn't go to the parade. Somebody he knows.
Somebody I know.
And they said there were gaps in the parade.
Yep.
And, of course, you had to say, that's normal.
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's standard.
That's factual.
Yeah. Well, look at Bucyrus.
Yeah, big gaps.
Yeah. So, what's wrong with these people? They can't get this parade stuff down.
I don't know why the people, if you see the person in front of you is a mile ahead, speed it up.
Speed it up. Yeah,
what's the problem there?
Right.
Exactly. You know, parades just don't get it for me anymore. People used to really put time and effort into floats, and they used to really put it together. Now it's just politicians and cars and motorcycles. And
You're lucky to get one or two floats in a parade.
Yeah.
Any parade, whether it's 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, you know.
Wasn't that what a parade was supposed to be?
Well, that's
floats
right.
And entertainment?
It's what they were when I was growing up.
I don't know what's happened. It's not good, because I think it's deterring people away from parades.
I remember Kroger used to have the big cart.
Big shopping cart?
Yeah,
absolutely.
That was awesome.
Who knows where that ended?
They had a big cart?
Huge cart. Yeah. Huge. Big as a house. And it was like a car driven, you know?
So was the song, Let's Go Krogering, blasting out of
You know, I don't know what they
phones.
Were. That was back
Let's
in the day
go
of
Krogering.
That was back in the day of the mascot Pepe the Penguin.
Oh, yeah.
Either he died or went into retirement, because now it's a whole different thing around that joint. It's no longer Pepe.
Did they have one parade where it was a stuffed Pepe?
I found out that the Shriners wasn't there yesterday either.
See, that was always a big part of the parade.
In the little cars?
Yeah.
See,
why go to a parade?
What's happening to the parade?
I don't even see the need to go.
I mean, you don't have Shriners in little cars. You don't have floats. There's big gaps in it.
No big shopping carts.
No big shopping cart. What's the world coming to?
Do these politicians think they're celebrities sitting there waving like the Queen?
Yes, they do.
Nobody even knows who they are. They got their names on the side of the car.
Right.
Take your name off the side of the car if you're famous.
Yeah, that's why they have the names on the cars, because nobody knows who they are.
See, oh, that's Glenn Topol.
Oh, okay. Was Glenn in the parade yesterday?
I'm sure he was.
I mean, he was at the Popcorn Festival. I got a Facebook, you know, little short video from him.
You think he's amping up with under 60 to go?
Well, I say I've seen more about him in the last couple of days. I mean, I saw him on the video. I'm starting to see some signs, so he's getting some signs out there.
Well, do you think it's because he's looking at this abortion and recreational marijuana and saying, if I put a little effort into this, I might win?
I'm thinking he might have thought that.
And I think, you know what? I'm telling you, in the beginning, I would have said 80-20 Bill Collins, but I'm telling you, 60-40 right now.
Now, is there a third person? Is there an independent candidate?
I think she dropped out.
Okay, because I haven't heard or seen.
Yeah, I think they did come in as an independent, but I don't think they ever did anything. And certainly if they have, they're not going to get any percentage of the vote, because we don't even know who they are.
Right.
So I tell you that if that vote holds true, and we went from 3,000 to 13,000 just on abortion. Now throw recreational marijuana in there, I think we're going to be over 15,000. And if that happens, and it is true that we don't know our candidates, and those are Democratic voters, Glenn Topol could win this.
Yeah.
That's going to be a fascinating night.
Stranger things have happened.
And you're going to be at Republican headquarters.
Yes, I am.
Which may be a dark day down at Republican
headquarters.
You
never know. It'll be interesting regardless of what happens.
They should have good food, though, with those big pay raises.
That's what I've heard.
That's what I think it's going to be. And Matt will be at the Board of Elections that night. Matt, that's you are going to have a hugely important job that night, because I guarantee that's going to be a long night, because it should not – the vote's not supposed to be big, but it's going to be big.
Take a pillow.
Take a pillow.
Take a pillow.
Sean, you'll be here in the studio. That's going to be fascinating, because all points – not only are we going to decide a new mayor for the first time in 16 years, but abortion and recreational marijuana are big issues, and we're going to decide that night.
And I hope the marijuana passes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I do.
Because?
I think it's a good thing. I mean, marijuana heals a lot of stuff. And
well, medicinal is legal now.
I know, but the actual marijuana is a lot better than the medical.
What? So I don't know how. What do you mean?
Sounds like the voice of experience.
No, I mean,
I don't think you can grow it. No, I don't think that allows you to do that.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
The disappointment in his voice.
I
think you can just buy it, and you don't have to be medical.
I'm not sure. I know in Michigan you can buy seeds to plant. I think it's like 4 plants a household.
Oh, I'm telling you, we don't need that here.
Oh,
that's gonna be problem.
What's wrong with that?
All I'm saying is, if you start growing marijuana in their yard, you're gonna have problems.
I'll grow one in my house. What's wrong with that?
For what?
I have glaucoma, so what's the difference?
Do you really need something to increase your appetite at this point?
Get the munchies.
I mean, let the glaucoma go for a minute. That's all you need to be, is something to increase your appetite and let you see the refrigerator better. You don't need that.
Me and Matt will be a smoky buddies.
That could be the death toll for you.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I don't really care about that, to be honest. If they do, they do. If they don't, they don't. What do I care? What do you think, Pastor?
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, people can vote on whatever they want. This is America. Vote on it. You know? Vote your... I don't know, though. You know, to me, it would seem
you want,
as...
You want one of Roach?
No. I don't even understand the... I mean, why?
We had such a problem with mice here for a while. Now you want
to
get Roach?
I don't need something else to chew on the star for the Christmas tree. That thing about disappeared last year. I don't need that. I just don't. To me, first of all, I don't think it's good for. I think people. It'll change people a little bit.
You know what? What did they do to the people that was already locked up for marijuana and stuff? Did they let them all out?
No. No, because it wasn't legal when they did it.
You're basically like grandfathered into doing the crime.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you do a crime and you get a sentence, it doesn't matter, and your sentence is handed down. It doesn't matter what happens with the laws after that. It was your sentencing and your conviction at that time. They can't laws can't be retroactive.
You know what I was thinking about this morning?
They've actually had Supreme cases in Ohio over that, making a law retroactive.
What I was thinking, I saw this story, it was either last night or this morning when I was coming in, about do people hold grudges? And I think that's kind of an androgynous story, but do you hold a grudge? I don't know if we've ever done this one. Do you hold a grudge, Sean?
I try not to, but I have.
Most people do. The actual story was most people will tell you they don't, but in their soul, they really do.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Matt?
To hold a grudge, you gotta, like, keep the memory there and, like...
But you can't erase it. That's the problem.
I mean, I just don't think about it, period. I mean, I just... I don't...
You know how you get rid of grudges? Dementia.
You can just...
That's the only way.
You can just not let it bother you.
Again, it's an involuntary feeling.
I mean, I don't think I've ever really had a grudge.
Oh, Matt, that's a lie.
I don't know, I might have a grudge against somebody.
I'm sure you have. Oh, now, I'm not going to get into it, but off the air, you've went off high on people here and the jobs that they do. That's a grudge.
That's more of a grudge on Kroger than the actual people.
I don't want to say that. I was trying to save you here from saying that, but that's a grudge. And you singled out certain people.
Yeah, but it's not like I actively think about it.
Well, but when I don't think anybody thinks about it 24/7, but when those names come up, you don't have anything nice to say about them. That's a grudge.
I mean, you can just dislike somebody. If you dislike somebody and you have nothing but not nice things to say, do you have a grudge against that person?
Yeah, that's a grudge.
Why?
Because if you're indifferent about them,
that's just a dislike.
What do you consider a grudge then?
If somebody did something to you and then you just let it sit there, it's like you let them live.
You said because those certain people did less work, you had to do more, and that's why you don't like them. That's a grudge.
I mean, they could just do their job, I guess.
But no, is it a grudge? I mean, that's what you just defined a grudge as.
They didn't specifically do it to me.
Like, you're getting a grudge toward me in this conversation right now. I can feel it coming.
They didn't specifically get a grudge toward me.
But, so what's a grudge, again, is my question.
I don't know.
See, Abby would have won this debate if this would have happened the other night. What do you think, Pastor?
At various times I've had grudges against people, and you know, some of them I've had to work really hard to get over it. I mean, you know,
can you truly force yourself? See, I think
I can think of a person in particular that I held a grudge against for a long time, but I'm over it now. As a matter of fact, I saw the person about 6 months ago. Wasn't any big deal.
I think big problem,
but 3 years ago, it would have been a problem.
I think time, like a death, can soften it. But I don't think you can ever force yourself. Like, 10 days after you developed that grudge, I don't think you could have said, I want to get rid of this grudge, and it would have just went away. I think time softens grudges.
I still have a grudge after 20-some years.
Well,
so there you go.
You know, I will disagree with you on this one point, that I think you can eliminate some. And I think you can eliminate some if you look at the situation and realize that maybe you had part responsibility in that, holding that grudge.
But I don't think that happens quickly. Your grudge develops right in the moment.
Right.
So I do think it takes years before you start to come to those realizations that maybe I played a part in it, maybe it wasn't all them, and now I can
get over it. Right.
But I think we do hold grudges. It's an involuntary thing. It's like laughing, crying. You don't do those things on purpose. It just happens.
Okay.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I think for the most part, yeah, you are right. And they are extremely hard to get over because we don't ever take any responsibility for ourselves as having a part in it. But I think you can eliminate some of those grudges if you're honest with yourself.
Driving in this morning, I was truly, because I did not want to sound Pollyanna-ish here and say that I've never had a grudge, but I was really trying to think of somebody who I had a grudge against, and I don't believe I do. I think I could run into anybody and be fine with it and just say, okay. Because I don't hold that stuff personally that people have done to me. I know where it came from. I tried to understand it at the time.
See, that's the difference. You don't hold it personally for things that people have done to you. Most of the time when we hold grudges, it's because we hold it personally.
Right, right. And I always look at the situation and say, why did they do it? And I also say, do they know me? Do they really know me? And if they don't, then how can I be grudgeful about that? They're doing this for stupid reasons. And so, no, I don't have a grudge. And there's only one person right now in life, because I was thinking about this morning, that if I saw them in public, now I'm talking about somebody who I used to talk to. This is not somebody who I don't know. There's only one person who I probably would not talk to, and that is only because I think they finally showed their real self. Now, I don't think that's a grudge. I just think, and we've talked about it a zillion times on this show, that people are phony a lot of times in friendships and relationships, and I think when the phoniness wore off on this person and I finally got to see the real person, I don't know that I ever would have been friends with them if I'd known that's what they were like. So I don't think that's a grudge. I just think I know who you are now. I've seen it. Is that a grudge?
No.
Okay. Matt, what do you think?
I don't think so, no.
Have you discovered if you have any grudges yet?
I don't think I do.
Okay. But you get fired up, and I like that about you, that you have opinions and you're willing to disagree. So don't ever take when I'm, because I know you get angry. I like it.
I don't think it's anger.
Your voice changes. Like the other night, you got into a point with Abby where I heard your voice change, and I thought, I got to shut this down because this is about to get ugly. Because I know that Abby is a little bit of a redneck, too, so I thought, this is not going to be good. And Carrington and I were quiet for about 10 minutes, so I thought, we need to get in on this thing. That could have been a bad moment.
I thought the whole show went well.
Oh, the whole show was terrific. But there was just that moment, and if you watch it on tape, Pastor, who was not in the room, if you watch it on tape, you'll know the moment I'm talking about. Yeah, you'll see it happen.
I plan to watch it this weekend.
You'll see it happen. What do you think, Sean? Your grudge went for 20 years.
It's still going.
Still going.
They're growing.
All right.
They're growing.
To take that thing till they drop the casket.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, it's a scar. It scars your life. My grudge is it's something that happened to me.
Why was it so painful?
I mean, because, you know, it's just the way it happened, I guess. I don't want to discuss it on the air, but...
Well, no. I'm not saying you have to discuss it on the air. I'm just saying, why can you not let it go 20 years later? It happened 20 years ago.
Because it's still back in my mind.
Yeah, but what... If you saw that person, what would you do?
I don't know. Probably tell them off.
But why not just do that 20 years ago and then...
But they're not in the same state anymore.
Call them.
I don't know their number.
Go down there and find them. Because you've carried it for 20 years.
They live in the mountains.
Well,
I don't know. Holler. Somebody holler.
I just think that at some point... Oh, and by the way, the other night, the way you two were trying to hit Abby up for her nasty gravy, that was so pathetic.
What's wrong
no,
with
that? That happened
before the
not.
Show. No, you know what? She ain't bringing that gravy in here. I won't allow it. That's banned.
Biscuit and gravy is good.
Oh,
so
anyway.
They weren't happy with getting her gum to chew. They wanted her gravy too.
This happened before the show. People won't even see this on the show, but somehow we got into the biscuits and gravy discussion, and this is so good. This is
what's wrong with this? Now his grandpa makes biscuits and gravy, right? Or is your grandpa?
Yeah.
Well, fine. I'm not. People can eat whatever they want. I'm just saying her stuff. I was around it once in life, and that was enough.
I'm telling you, you like sausage and biscuits and gravy?
Yeah.
Oh, it's delicious, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
And nothing like a down south biscuits and gravy. Oh.
No, and see, you can put that sausage gravy on anything. It doesn't have to be biscuits.
Oh, like, you can put it on bread.
Put on your scrambled eggs.
Yeah,
put on your home fries. I mean, you can
mashed potatoes.
Sausage gravy on anything.
Yeah. You know what they call that, don't you?
Heart attack waiting to happen.
No, they named that right. There's a term for that.
The Widowmaker.
No, you know what the term is? You know what? The gravy that they make in the morning, what they call it down in the South? No?
What is it called?
I'm not saying. You can't say it on the air.
Are you talking about lard?
No.
What?
Lard? I could say lard on the air.
Well, they make lard.
No, you know the slang term?
Does it reside on a shingle?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's not what it's called, is it?
No, that's something else.
That's some kind of gravy.
Oh, that's different gravy.
Yeah, that's
what totally gravy is that?
That's a white gravy. It's with beef.
Good. They named that right then.
With like chipped beef. Chipped beef and white gravy is...
Yeah, they call it...
Gravy's gravy. No, they don't call it that.
I'm not going to say the word, but I'm just saying it starts with an S and then...
Yeah, on a shingle.
We got that.
Yeah. Well, guess what? That's S on a biscuit, what you're having for breakfast.
No.
Yeah.
But that's not sausage gravy.
I wouldn't know the difference because I won't touch the gravy. I think the gravy's nasty. That's all I'm saying.
What do you have against gravy?
Yeah, why do you have a grudge against gravy?
It's flour and it's grease. And
you don't like any kind of gravy, I don't think.
Not really, no.
Yeah.
No. It's just not my thing. Well, Pastor Craig, what's coming up next hour?
We got a whole list of things. There's so much going on this weekend. Even things that are like not officially part of the Popcorn Festival, but there's activities going on around the Popcorn Festival. So we got all kinds of stuff.
And we're coming back at noon with Pastor Craig and Matt and Sean, and we've got a whole lot to discuss today. Tons of stuff heading into the big Popcorn Festival. We've got a top 10 list. I'll give you a little tease. The top 10 list for today is going to be top 10 reasons to go to the Marion Popcorn Festival. Perfect list.
There's only 10?
Only 10. I know. Wow. This list could probably be much larger than it already is. But we're going to have that coming for you at noon. Pastor Craig up next at 11. And keep listening. Stay tuned.
Party again. And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
OhioNotary.us. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Website OhioNotary.us. Providing notarization services of any document.